Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So this past weekend was Grand Prix number 5 of 6, International de France, which went okay. We had some withdrawals from this one as well, but luckily, at least when the competition started, we had a full roster, which was nice to see. Didn't wind up that way, but take what I can get this season.
And on the whole, it was not as painfully chaotic as some of the other events have been. Mm-hmm.
There's always something, but overall, generally across the disciplines, a pretty well-skated event. There are some disciplines that I enjoyed more than others. And I do have to say that in spite of missing one of our seeded pairs, the pairs event for me was a pretty enjoyable one overall.
Yeah, I enjoyed this pairs event. I think there were a lot of teams with a lot of potential, as well as some of our top teams in the world, which is always exciting to get that mix.
And some close races between some teams, which always adds to the excitement. Definitely disappointing not to see Peng and Jin be able to do their second event. I would have loved to have seen them go up against Bojkova and Kozlovsky and obviously have the potential to make the final, which with one event, they don't have that option. But even if we put that aside, this was an enjoyable one and really sets up some more clarity as to who's likely to make the Grand Prix final.
Yeah, at this point we can make some pretty solid predictions about who's making the final four pairs based on who's skating next week.
Yeah, and one team who is now in spite of things looking a little bit more dicey in their first event, are Bojkova and Kozlovsky, who obviously finished third at their first Grand Prix at Skate America, which was a bit of a surprise for them. They were still not 100% back to where they were when they were at their peak two seasons ago, but this was definitely closer, and they were kind of clearing away the top team here.
Yeah, this was less concerning than some of the skates they've had in the last year or so.
Yeah.
Still not perfect, still struggling on the throws, but less than they have at many competitions in the last year.
Well, I was about to say, the one really nice thing for me to see was that the throw flip, which has really been their nemesis the past year and a bit, that wasn't the one that gave them problems here. It looked so much better, and I thought, okay, are we gonna get a basically clean free skate out of them?
I got so excited when they landed that throw, the first throw in the free skate, because they didn't do a great job on the combination, but I thought, oh no, it's just going to be the combination not being great. Everything else is going to be clean. This is going to be great. They're going to be back to what we're used to seeing from them.
And I mean, we got close. I do think them landing that throw flip in both programs here is a big step forward. It has been the difference a lot of last season between winning things and not winning things. And so to see them land it cleanly here, both programs, I think will hopefully do a lot for their confidence going forward, because that has been a real issue. The loop, the throw loop, looked a bit more like a fluke to me, although hopefully, you know, this is just a one-off and it doesn't become a trend.
Let's not trade one bad throw for another, but a one-off bad throw is not nearly as concerning as the pattern of that throw flip has been. So I'm less worried about them than I was coming into here.
Yeah.
I'm still worried because I want to see all five top teams
at their best.
At their best at the Olympics and be in pain for whoever is fourth and fifth at the Olympics.
Yeah, because I mean, if we have them skating cleanly at, say, Russian Nationals with only mistakes on the side-by-side jumps, because outside of that throw triple loop, it was the side-by-side jumps that were the weak point. Hersau in the short program wasn't the best. And the combo, obviously, she only got a single toe for the second part of the combination. But the hard thing is, by the standard of most pair skating, it's whatever. It's fine. Yeah. That's more than a lot of teams can do. The trouble is that amongst, you know, the top teams from Russia, and then we add in the top Chinese teams. Yep. You kind of can't afford those kind of mistakes, which is a shame, but still I think this is moving forward in the right direction.
Yeah, I was a little concerned for a while about whether they were even going to make the Olympic team if they continue to fix that flip and have, you know, standard side-by-side jump issues. They will be on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
RossFed is not going to send somebody else on the off chance that
they can maybe do better. Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is if you want to be on top, it is very important to get all of your levels.
Yeah.
And they can very consistently do that. They got one level 3 on the death spiral in the short program. Mm-hmm. That base of points helps a lot to keep them ahead of other teams, even if there are small mistakes.
Exactly. So as long as the flip doesn't continue to be an issue,
mm-hmm.
they should be fine to get to the Olympics. It's where they shake out in that top 5.
Yeah.
Because with a skate like this one, there's a very real scenario where that is 5th.
Yeah. And it would be a shame, but there's a lot of talent up at the top. And I think as well, the programs have great potential. And there are moments in both programs that I really like and where we see that spark that they had 2 seasons ago when they were just so confident and on top of their game. I really would love to see that more throughout. And I think that would do just a world of difference in terms of the overall perception of the program, even if there are mistakes. Like you look at Sui and Han,
who frequently have issues with their side-by-side jumps in particular.
Exactly. But the overall impression of the program is still really strong because their confidence isn't swayed by like a fall on a side-by-side jump.
They shrug it off.
Yeah.
Which is what these two should do.
Mm-hmm.
But the unfortunate reality that they know and that we know is a fall on a side-by-side jump or on a throw can be the difference between being first and being 3rd at Russian Nationals.
And I think you can kind of tell that they've been a bit worn down by those issues with the throw flip. Mm-hmm. It has been consistent over their domestic competitions last season and even starting this season. I think it's a very good sign that they had a competition where that wasn't an issue. I really just hope that can continue to help mend that confidence because it's been tough for them to just consistently have issues on the same element while teams they're competing against don't have those kind of issues. And I mean, finish ahead because they're getting all level 4s and good quality elements on everything and landing their side-by-side jumps. It's hard to beat just that kind of technical proficiency.
Yeah, it's a really tough position that they're in because they're having an issue with one jump. Again, it's one element.
Yeah.
In a pairs program, it's one of the lower value elements. It's not like they're having issues with their twist or their lifts.
Mm-hmm.
They're having an issue with a throw,
mm-hmm.
which if they were from literally any other country, probably would not have shaken their confidence much at all because it wouldn't matter domestically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're clearly capable of, you know, putting out skates to potentially win an Olympic title. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this, you know, we're getting back to that road. Who knows? We'll see how they fare at the final. But at least, you know, they made it solidly with a win here. Where, you know, if they had been second and 3rd, might have put them up to, you know, tiebreaker scenarios. But they don't even have to worry about that here.
They will be just fine. And hopefully the final goes well, regardless of where they place at the final. Just landing both flips.
Yeah.
If they land both flips,
then I will be happy.
Then I think they're on the right track for Russian Nationals and then leading into Europeans and the Olympics. Assuming they go to Europeans, we'll see.
The Russians normally do.
They do. So. They usually do, but that's a lot of competitions. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then behind them in 2nd, we had Artemyeva Nazarachev, also from Russia. And these two as well had some side-by-side jump issues that they had in Italy as well. But, like I said, very similar to Bojkova and Kozlovsky, if you can get most, if not all, of your levels and skate close to clean, even though they're a younger team definitely not quite as mature looking on the ice as some of the teams they were up against in that battle for second, but their elements are so consistent that you can afford a double toe on your side-by-side jumps in the free skate.
Which and was their one issue.
Yep.
They were clean by standards of every other country except for Russia.
Exactly.
They had kind of an awful double toe from her in the free skate. Like, it wasn't
a pretty one.
Yeah. If you're going to do a double toe, at least do a nice double toe.
Mm-hmm.
She completely bailed midair.
Yeah, which is definitely a shame, but at the same time, their strength in the other elements was enough to keep them ahead. With the one exception being they got away with some pretty healthy GOE on the final lift, the group five reverse lift. That was definitely, it's hard to say exactly what was going on with it because the camera work at this event loved to just hyper zoom in to the woman at the top of the lift. I'm like, okay, but what is he doing? I need to see what he's doing.
It took us all of 10 minutes to complain about this, and I'm surprised it took us this long because the camera work on both of the paired disciplines was awful.
Yeah. Even the singles, the like long crossfade between the spin where you have two spins on the screen at the same time from a single skater, that was annoying, but at least you could tell what's going on. The lifts, particularly in both pairs and ice dance, there were a few instances where I was watching going, I think something went wrong there, but I can't really tell what even happened.
And these two were one of the ones where, again, I think that group five reverse lift didn't go super well.
I mean, we had a zoom in on her face and her face looked alarmed like, oh, something's not going right here.
Yeah.
But again, I could not see what he was doing. So.
And so do I know which judge is correct?
Mm-hmm.
Ranging from -1 to +3, somebody's wrong.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's the +2s and +3 that are wrong because that's usually how things go.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, they definitely got away with that one a little bit by the looks of it. It's hard, again, hard to say exactly what GOE that should have gotten. But I do think overall they clearly showed not only their consistency across both programs and in the two competitions, they've been really quite clean and solid. But I think as well, they were another team who last season seemed to have a bit of growing pains, potentially literal growing pains, where they were really solid and confident two seasons ago on the JGP. And then last year, it seemed a little shakier. And now this season, we seem to be getting back to not quite as, like, two seasons ago on the JGP, they looked like they could just do no wrong. We're not quite to that level yet, but we're getting closer to it.
Yeah, they definitely, in spite of the side-by-side jumps, which for a brand new senior Russian pair team, when we've got three basically locks for the Olympic team, matters less for them.
Yeah.
That they have occasional side-by-side jump issues. Aside from that, the thing that I notice compared to their final junior season is the drive and the power in the performance.
Yep.
It's still good, but it's not as commanding as it was when they were juniors, which is kind of the thing that separates them from Boykova and Kozlovsky.
Yeah. I do also think that that season 2 years ago when they were really killing it as juniors, the music choices just were really on par for them. And I think these are pretty good, but I think, you know, the like Flight of the Bumblebee inspired piece in the rhythm dance, the rhythm dance in the short program doesn't work quite as well as, you know, for me, I like when they're being intense, whether that be like intense and dramatic in the free skate, which I think works a bit better, or really intense in, like, they had a Queen program a few seasons ago.
That was great.
Yeah, where it's fun, but they're still really, you know, upbeat and intense and doing, like, We Will Rock You. Like, that kind of intensity, I think, works really well for them, rather than more lighthearted and fun.
Yeah, the artist is a good idea, in theory, for them.
And for me, I like the artist section more than the second section.
Yeah, but I do think that it doesn't embrace their strengths, which is their strength.
Yeah.
They are really powerful, dynamic skaters.
Yeah.
And neither piece of music really pushes that. Like, I want to see them do something strong.
Yeah.
Because I do think that that is, A, the thing that separates them from most of the other Russian teams, which, yes, they do need.
Yeah, definitely.
And B, kind of hide some of the less mature upper body movement, which they're still so young.
Yeah.
They're so young still that it's not surprising that they have a little bit of immaturity in the upper body movement. But again, when we're comparing you to the 17 other Russian teams,
and including, you know, ones that are literally the best in the world, yeah, then yes, they are a little bit of a step behind. But overall, this was a really good competition outing for them. And they are likely to be first alternates. Have to wait till next week and see
assuming
what exactly.
Assuming no, like, full-blown chaos next week.
Or withdrawals from the top teams. Assuming that doesn't happen, they're likely to be first alternates, which is a fantastic place to be. Especially since I would hate to see it happen, but there have been a ton of injuries this season. You never know if a spot opens up in the final.
Yeah. Or even the Russian Olympic team.
Yep.
I really hope none of the top three teams get injured and get taken out, but it can happen. We've seen it from so many people this season that having these two kind of waiting in the wings for this year, never mind 4 years from now, is really a great place for them to be in.
Yeah, for sure. And then in third place, we had Knyrum and Fraser from the U.S., who I'm sure were very happy to wind up on the podium here. Mm-hmm. Although this second, third, and fourth was a really interesting competition to see who would come out on top. And it did wind up pretty close. I'm sure Knyrum and Fraser are kicking themselves a bit that they weren't able to overtake Artemyeva and Nazarachev, especially since, I mean, if you want to talk about maturity in performance and presentation, these two are very experienced pair skaters.
Yeah.
Not quite as much together, obviously, but they have, you know, experience in performing and selling to an audience. And I think Alexa especially was really just giving it in both programs, potentially partially to make up for some mistakes. But at the same time, she is very good at, you know, beaming at the top of a lift and say, look at me and forget about, you know,
anything
side by side jump fall.
Anything going wrong, look at me in this moment, whether it's a lift with some sketchy turns or forget about that side-by-side jump at the beginning of the program. I want to like these programs more than I do. I do think that there is still so much shifting in, like, the tone and expression of the music, particularly in the short program, that is, like, kind of addressed in the choreography and movement, but not really.
I think the big thing is that she is doing at least 75% of the work in the performance, and he's doing 25%. And I think that is, it's noticeable that she is doing more than he is presentationally, and that he needs to up his game to at least approach her energy, if not match it fully.
But even from her, I do think that just, I think this might be a choreographic problem more than a performance problem, where I do think that the music for the short program goes from, you know, slightly softer to really big and dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement, the elements are timed well.
Yeah.
But there's no big crescendo in their movement between the elements in line with the music. And I want more from particularly that short program.
Yeah. I think part of it might even just be also for them a confidence issue.
Yep.
I think especially in the short program, I mean, the triple toes in both, you could see, like, they're both really focused on just getting down the ice and getting them done. And they did get them done in the short program. But then right after that, she had a bad landing on the throw flip. And I think, unlike last season when they were competing pretty much domestically to start the season and were clearing away the strongest U.S. team, now that there's a bit more competition, I think you see a bit more nervousness from both of them, a bit more coming in and out of the presentation because we need to get our triple toes done. We need to get our throws done. And they mainly succeeded, but that does take away from the overall impression of the program.
Yeah.
It's a tough balancing act.
It really is. We are asking a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
Of pair teams. But at the same time, there are teams who are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And I also think that they're capable of
absolutely.
It.
These are not a team where I'm like, oh, you know, you'll get it in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've both done it in the past at times, but they've both also been inconsistent with that throughout their careers. And I want them to live up to A, the potential,
mm-hmm.
and B, some of the scores they got, particularly last season, but this season as well. Some of the PCS I think is a little generous, just because I do think that the performances vary in and out and not always in line with the music.
I think in a lot of ways, especially here in terms of PCS scoring, it's kind of how did they look in relation to Artemyeva and Nazarachev, who you compare these two directly. It's like, no, you can tell this team is way more experienced and generally speaking confident in the presentation than Artemyeva and Nazarachev. And I think that's where you start to see a bit more of a difference in those scores is not, and this is the thing, it's all relative to each other. People like to complain sometimes without seeing the skates, and especially the whole competition altogether, that, oh, wow, this person got such high PCS scores, when maybe if you're watching the competition, it was such a slog for so long, and then somebody skated better than everybody else and go, oh, thank God, here, have all the PCS.
Yes.
That does happen.
Absolutely. And I don't think that this week's scores were particularly outrageous. I think they were basically fine. Mostly, I'm still irritated about some of the, like, 10s they got last year. Where,
I mean, but also, it's domestic scoring, and that's why last year it irritated me in a lot of ways, because all we were watching was domestic scoring.
And I know that they can do more than what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, they want to capitalize on any mistakes from our top five teams.
Yep.
And they probably want to be six.
Yeah.
And they can do that even if they make mistakes, if they sell the program.
Absolutely.
But they're not doing that right now.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens through the rest of the season. But yeah, I would love to see just that increased confidence and more performance throughout both programs, especially if there's mistakes.
Yeah.
And then behind them in fourth, we had James and Radford from Canada, and they have been very busy in terms of competing so far.
And also, I feel kind of the same way about these two that I do about Kinnearum and Fraser.
Absolutely.
Where they had some major technical errors. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But in terms of the programs and the performance as a whole, they are both so much better performers than what we've seen from them this season, and I get why.
In large part, it is because they have had some really major technical issues.
And also, they're a new team.
Yeah.
But also, you came back to get an Olympic spot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you demand...
Want to see the fight. Yeah.
Demand that Olympic spot, because Canadian Paris is such a mess, you might well get it anyway.
I mean, they are still, mistakes aside, the most consistent Canadian team this season. So, you know, take that for what you will.
Yeah, but... Being that, you know, you teamed up post-Worlds to take one of two Olympic spots, I want you to justify taking it.
Yeah.
Like, not just because you were better than the other teams who were worse than their best.
Yeah.
But because you genuinely were the best pair team.
And in fairness, I do think the short program was, I think, the best we've seen from them.
Absolutely.
They just looked a lot more comfortable and confident, and even some things that have been an issue in the past, like the side-by-side spins, still not perfect, but done with more confidence, and they just looked more together than I think they ever have. I think the short program was well far and away their best skate, even though, you know, score-wise, it wasn't that far afield from some of their other short programs, but for me, this was the one where, like, okay, I see why we're getting, you know, mid eights from the majority of the judges.
Honestly, mostly their previous scores were just so ridiculous. This is very much what they deserved. Like, these scores are very much in line with what they did. It just probably felt like a disappointment to them because they got a little bit of help at their earlier events.
Yeah, and then the free skate is where things started to go awry, unfortunately. And that has been the weaker program for them, because obviously, you know, there's more elements to get through.
There's more opportunity for mistakes. Mm-hmm. But also, we all know Eric has a bad back. Yeah. And you have a twist and three lifts in the free skate. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to ask of his back.
Yeah, and it's definitely a shame that the second lift in the free skate went down. And that was another one where it's kind of hard to see exactly what mm-hmm. happened. But this is... I've been kind of waiting
yep.
for this to happen all season, unfortunately. Not that I wanted it to, but again, we know he's been out of competition for a while. His back has been an issue. He's talked about it. Vanessa, you know, is taller than Megan yep. was, and therefore, you know,
it's
a different strategy for lifting. Yep.
And also, the lifts in the free skate, every time we've seen them, have been sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even if we didn't know all of that about Eric yeah. and his back and the change from Megan to Vanessa, you could have predicted this by just watching all their free skates
yeah.
and seeing him really struggle to get the lifts up every time out and just sitting and waiting, saying, okay, when are we going to have it come down before yeah. it goes up?
I think it also doesn't help that they have been competing so often.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they were entered at Zagreb, Golden Spin of Zagreb, so. As well. If I were them, I might just take a break.
I mean,
give your bodies a break before, you know, doing Zagreb yeah. in December and then Nationals in January and then the Olympics. If they make it there, that's a lot of competing.
I understand the strategy because they need the world standing points.
Yes.
But that is assuming you get to the Olympics. And if you throw out his back before you get to the Olympics, your exactly. world standing points are moot.
You gotta make it to the Olympics to be concerned about where your world yeah. standing will have you in the start order.
Also, you can get more world standing points if you do better at less competitions at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, too, that I think was especially noticeable in this free skate, it has been before, but they're going for, you know, a more romantic free skate, which is definitely different from what either of them have done with their previous partners. And this is another case where I think she is really doing a lot of the performance work mm-hmm. and he not so much, unfortunately.
And also, it just, they're a new partnership. It doesn't feel natural yet.
Yeah.
Like, you can do a more subdued romantic program if we buy it for those 4 minutes.
Well, and also it helps, obviously, if the elements are going well. I thought partially yeah. it looked like he was just distracted, first trying to get the elements done, and then thinking about, oh boy, that lift.
And
it's a shame.
And the pair spin, to yeah, be fair.
They also lost the pair spin. You could see the tiredness coming mm-hmm. in the second half, which is why I really, if I were them, would say, no, just hang on till Nationals.
Yeah. Nationals is so soon,
yeah.
guys. Nationals is happening at the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. It is so soon.
Yeah.
They need the time to gel as a partnership,
mm-hmm.
to build the stamina, to figure out what your options are for getting around what's going on with his back. Can we build strength somewhere else to support his back so mm-hmm. that we don't... Because this lift came down safely.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is that we have lifts come down not so safely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see what happens with them. But, I mean, this was a competition with some improvements in the short. A bigger error in losing mm-hmm. a lift. Obviously, you don't want to have that happen. But they can still have that upward trajectory if you don't tire yourself out
yep.
before Nationals and Olympics.
And we'll see what happens at Nationals.
Yeah.
I have no prediction at this point.
yeah, no.
All of our top three Canadian pair teams are a mess at the moment.
Yeah. We'll see what More Towers and Marinero look like next week. But
I hope it's better than last time.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah. Let's move on to fifth here. We had Ghilardi and Ambrosini from Italy, who were kind of solidly on their own in the group between, you know, fighting for the podium and then our bottom three teams. They had a bit of a messier skate than we've seen from them this season, which is a shame because they do have quite strong lifts and, you know, clearly work really well together as a pair. I mostly like both programs. I think the slow section in the free skate still isn't my favorite, but outside of that, I really like the rest of both of their programs.
I get the need for the slow section, but can we move it along a little faster?
Or even just transition more gracefully in it. Or even start with the slow and end with the more dramatic.
Yeah. But on the whole, I think it's good. This skate was not anywhere near their best, particularly trouble with the twist in the free skate, just setting them off on entirely the wrong foot.
Yeah, and their twist has never been their strongest element, but especially for teams where the twist isn't your strongest element, if you start with it going rough, it can kind of set the tone for the rest of the program.
And then, you know, side-by-side jump issues, wow shrug. But the problem for these two was that they never really got the energy back.
Yeah, even in the free skate, in the throws, they weren't a disaster, but she didn't have a good clean landing on either of them. And it kind of takes away from the overall impression of the program.
It's one of those situations where everything was done with, like, slightly bad quality. Like, not terrible, but just a little rough. And I would prefer to watch a program with, like, one really bad element.
Yeah.
Than a program with all of the elements going okay to not great.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly for these two, where I think it did kind of put a damper on the performance.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's a shame, because I think they are clearly a team with potential, and if they could just land the jump elements more consistently, I'd be interested to see, like, how much the overall impression changes. Yeah. I think having those kind of persistent jump issues can't help but just take away from your stamina and how well you're able to perform the rest of the program. And it's understandable and difficult, obviously, to fix those jumping issues.
Yeah. If we can fix either the jumps or the twist, I have a feeling the programs would be much improved.
Yeah.
But just, we so often open with two or three elements back to back per program that aren't great, and it's so hard to recover from that.
Yeah. And then in sixth, we had our last-minute replacement team here, Csetinina and Magyar from Hungary. And they're also last-minute replacements next week at Rostelecom. So hopefully they can, you know, maintain and skate well back-to-back when they were not initially scheduled to have any Grand Prix.
Although the benefit for these two getting thrown in at the last minute for two competitions is they kind of have nothing to lose, because they weren't supposed to be here anyway.
Exactly.
So even if they obviously were not last year, but even if you're last next week, you still got to go to two Grand Prix, compete against so many of the top teams, have the experience.
Exactly. Get that experience before the Olympics, because they did qualify a spot at last year's World Championships. And these two as well have some really fantastic elements. Their twist is one of their stronger elements. Yep. And generally speaking, the lifts as well are more confident for them. Unfortunately, the jump elements were a lot rougher here. And although, including some intentional doubles in the side-by-side jumps, which, you know, I understand the theory behind it, I assume, is that this was a last-minute replacement. Okay, our side-by-side jumps aren't exactly ready. Let's just play it safe, take it easy, and just get through the program. But even then, unfortunately, they weren't great in the side-by-side
jumps. That's the thing. If you're gonna do doubles, you better do nice doubles.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna do your side-by-side jumps badly, just go for the triple.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard because, yes, you are then likely to tire yourself out. And they also had not great landings on the throws either. They, no disasters, but again, not really any of them clean. And then when you combine that with level issues, to me, it just overall looked like they were obviously not assigned to be here, got the call pretty last minute and went, okay, we're not quite ready, but let's do it anyway. And for a we're not quite ready, let's do it anyway, this was not a bad outing for them.
Honestly, this was not the best that they are capable of.
No.
But for these two this early in the season, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, typically for them, they do struggle with the side-by-side jumps. They do often struggle with levels on the elements that aren't their lifts. And that's basically what they did here.
Yeah.
So, you know what? for being thrown in last minute and the inevitable pressure of this is the Olympic season, we have to set ourselves up well, they did fine. It could have been better, but it was fine.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what next week looks like.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can, you know, maintain at least this level, although I wouldn't be that surprised if, you know, go down a little bit, just because, again, you do really have to train to prepare for, like, competing
back-to-back weeks.
Especially, I mean, they're not changing continents, but it is, you know, some travel from France to Russia.
And also just the pressure of, hey, go do this thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal for most skaters.
Yep, exactly. And then behind them, we had our two French teams, who this was a big opportunity for both of them. In seventh, we had Kovalev and Kovalev. And it was just eked out about 2.5 points over their teammates. And they had a really solid short program, which was exciting to see for them.
I was so impressed and excited after that short program. They struggled a little bit on the twist and the throw, but everything else was really solid.
I mean, basically they did what they set out to do.
Yeah.
They did go for a triple twist, which their teammates weren't doing. And it wasn't the cleanest catch, but I think that's more just sort of where they're at with the twist, as opposed to like, oh no, we did the twist badly.
Yeah, they went for a level two and got a level two.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a good level two.
And I mean, even in terms of the levels, they basically, you know, got close to the maximum. Yeah. They got level four lift and then level three on the other elements outside of the twist, which was a two.
Which, for a team at this level, they might have been aiming for level three on the flying change combination spin and the death spiral. I imagine we were going for a four on the step sequence, because why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But to only lose one level on each of those elements, if you were indeed going for fours across the board, not bad.
Yeah, this was a really successful outing. And I think definitively beating their teammates was a huge win in the short program. The free skate, we saw the cracks a little bit more. I think just, you know, like a lot of other teams, the stamina shows in a free skate. Mm-hmm. They were another team going for intentional double side-by-side jumps. And here they lost more levels on the lifts especially.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a disaster by any means. So, and they still took out the win over their teammates. So for them, I would absolutely consider this a win.
Yeah, by the end of the season, I expect that that free skate will look better and might give them enough of an edge to get them to Worlds. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we move on to their teammates in eighth, Caravan and Pierre, they had a much rougher short program.
Yeah.
They did beat Kovalev and Kovalev in the free skate, but it was too much of a gap to overtake.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going for double twist in both programs, which does set them off at that bit of a base value disadvantage. And she had real trouble with the triple toes in both programs, unfortunately.
The rest of the program, though, was pretty good.
Yeah. They also got most of their levels.
Yeah. If the double twist, they do very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that they don't have a triple twist yet, because at this point, that's kind of what you need in pairs at the senior level.
Yeah.
But other than that, if we take out the triple toes, which, again, you're a French pair team, I don't really care if you can't do triple toes.
Yeah.
Everything else was good, and I think the performance was pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun piece of music, which I think is a really good choice for them. Even in the free skate, they basically got through everything okay, outside of those side-by-side jumps. Those are clearly a bit of an issue, but they sort of ended a bit stronger than they began, since they start with throws and side-by-side jumps. You know, it starts a little bit on a lower note, but they end with some pretty good lifts.
Yep.
Got most of their levels on things like the death spiral, the spins. They did what they set out to do, I think, for the most part in the free skate.
Yeah. Again, we had two jumping errors in the free skate. Again, the triple toes, which I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then the throw triple loop right after, where I think had the triple toes gone even marginally better, the loop probably would have been fine.
Yeah, the hard thing is she had a really awkward landing on the triple toe in both programs. Honestly, in some ways, just plain falling might have been easier on her in some ways. Just to, you know, fall on your butt and bounce back up is easier than getting caught on your toe picks and, like, flailing to catch your balance.
Yeah. It sometimes the best thing you can do is just sit down.
Yeah.
Because that is something your body is used to.
Mm-hmm.
If you just sit down, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And dancing around on your toes can kind of hurt your ankles because of the velocity that you're coming down with still rotating when you hit the ice.
Well, and tire you out as well, to that you're working so hard so early in the program just to stay on your feet. That's more energy than just falling and getting up.
Particularly,
as long as it's a safe fall, obviously. Yeah. But
particularly because you basically got the same negative grade of execution you would have if she had fallen.
Exactly. But I think that wraps us up for the pairs here. What was your highlight from this event?
I think I've got to give it to Artemova and Nazarychev, particularly that short program. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
They are really throwing their hat in the ring. Again, they're going to need somebody to be out of competition for some reason, hopefully not a terrible one, to get to the Olympics or to Europeans if they send the Olympic team to Europeans. But with, let's be honest, at least one of those top three teams retiring after this year, they're right there ready to go for next season.
Exactly. And yeah, I also have to give it to Bojkova and Kozlovsky finally landing both flips. And I think it really helps the short program for me as well. I wasn't totally sold on the short program at Skate America. I still think we could improve in the intensity and performance a little bit, but I enjoyed it far more here from them. And I think the weekly Waxel has to be an obvious one, that failed lift from James and Radford. They were also less than 10 points out of second place and about 5 out of third place. And
had they gotten credit for both of the elements that they lost, they probably would have been second here.
Yeah, which sucks to be sure, but yeah, I think definitely take a little bit of a break.
Yes.
Just regroup, get ready to, you know, skate strong the second half of the season. Yeah,
fight for an Olympic spot, because it's not a done deal yet for anybody.
Yeah. All right, but that wraps us up for this first discipline of Internationaux de France. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. The holiday season is coming. Shipping will still make it to most locations before the holidays. I can't guarantee everywhere. I can't guarantee anything because we don't make it or ship it. But you can still get stuff before the holidays for most people. So go check it out. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the rest of Internationaux de France. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.